the 2 points. The table's very very tight, so it's a big one to look forward to, and hopefully we can put in that performance Sunday and get the 2 points. Hopefully
it's been a mixed bag of a campaign to date, but I'm sure you'll be hoping to keep your status for 2018.
Yeah, look, it has been. We haven't been as consistent as we would like. Six games in now, and I suppose we're in the position we're in. So it's all about looking forward to Sunday and hopefully building on the Tyrone game and putting in that performance in McHale Park.
McHale Park hasn't been the most successful for you this year. What do you put that down to?
I suppose our performances haven't been probably good enough against Monaghan and Cavan. Was patches. We played some good stuff, but. We couldn't have many complaints, to be honest. We haven't been consistent enough there, and I think that's probably showed in the home front so far.
I was looking at the Cavan game now. It could be a game you ruled. If you had won that game, maybe you could be looking at final berth instead of looking at relegation,
I suppose. But look, the Monaghan game, and that was tight too. It's hard to just look back. The league games come so thick and fast that you just have to keep looking forward, and it's been a quick turnaround since Tyrone now, and you're halfway through the week, and you got to get ready for Sunday coming, and yeah, that's just the position we're in.
You're seeming to have great battles with Tyrone in recent times, and I'm sure it gives you great confidence going into the Donegal game this weekend to get the right side of the result last weekend.
Yeah, it was good. We did need the 2 points last weekend, and it's definitely nicer to be going in on the back of a win as it is to the loss before that with Cavan. So look, Ulster opposition again, it's going to be tough. Donegal are unbeaten in the last five, so it is going to be a massive challenge, and we know that. But look, these are high stake games. They're the ones you want to be involved in. It's going to be a big game.
I suppose you know at this stage now what to expect with Donegal. They brought a few young lads, a bit like yourselves. Fergal Boland has put a big effort in since his introduction this year, and I'm sure Donegal have had their airs about some of the new players they've brought into the panel as well.
Yeah, look, they've a huge transition of numbers in the last couple of years, but I know a lot of them from college, and they're right good players. It's not surprising me how well they're doing, to be perfectly honest. I suppose we're bringing in a couple of young players ourselves, as you say. Fergal and Dan is doing really, really well. So both teams are trying to integrate players and get a stronger squad assembled for the summer.
So looking again at the Donegal game, I suppose it's still in your own hands. I suppose a defeat from your own perspective would be unthinkable, but I suppose you're still in a good position the way the score difference is as well. If they did it, three teams did end up in 6 points.
Yeah, you're just looking forward to Sunday. As you said, it's in our hands. We're in a position whereby, look, we just need to win. We need to put in that performance, and if we win, it'll keep our status in Division 1 where we want to be. So it's about pulling that performance.
Donegal at the same time will be looking to get to win to ensure their final spot as well.
Exactly. So look, as I said, it's a really high stake game. Both teams need to win for themselves. So yeah, it's going to be tight.
And overall, you'd be hoping that over the past couple of years that you've seen that when your back is against the wall, Mayo have always seemed to have got these results out, whether league or championship, and you'd be hoping it'd be nothing different this Sunday as well against Donegal.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we're a resilient group of lads who will keep plugging away at it and working hard, and we're going to need that resilience on Sunday because it is going to be a big test. It's always tight, close knit affair when we play them, so I expect Sunday to be no different.